Back in Madison, Tegan Trehoon and Michael Deeker on the tip-off to the area high school basketball game of the week 2022-23 season. As Madison leads Waverly 17-11 at the start of the second half here in our girls' action tonight. And, you know, Mike, you made a good point. Two teams that have two things they really need to focus on here in the second half, different issues really affecting them. For Waverly, it's the turnover game. For Madison, it just seems to be maybe not letting some of the plays develop fully, taking some shots they don't need to.
And as I mentioned earlier in the first half, I mean, it's still December. It's fifth game for both of these teams. Just looking to find their identity still.
Waverly has it to start the second half as Josie Romig goes inside the lane, but she will get called for the carry. And that's another turnover favoring Madison. 7:50 to go here in this third quarter. Madison leads at 17-11 at the start of the second half. Kaylin Luthy goes to Sarah Miser, top of the key. Now top of the right wing to Fultz. Back to Miser, left side. Up top, back to Fultz. Now to Kaylin Luthy. She'll try and put it in the right corner to Yo Lin, and Serenity Lockwood will jump the pass and knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with Madison.
Yeah, it looks like Ty's kind of transitioned to a 1-3-1 zone defense now, and that's going to be a key adjustment to see how Madison attacks.
Fultz has the top of the key. Now left side to Kaylin Luthy. Luthy back up top to Miser. Miser lobs it in the lane to Jalen Weekly, and it's easily picked off by four Waverly Bulldogs that were waiting for it. Serenity Lockwood carries it across for Waverly. Now left corner, three on the way, and good for Morgan Boats. That one took a minute to fall, but it got Waverly back within one possession. 17-14 now, 7:04 left to go in this third quarter. Miser will try to answer at top of the left wing. Three is good. And finally, the three ball falls for the ladies in white as Sarah Miser, her first points of the ball game, makes it 20-14. Josie Romig almost mishandles the ball going into the front court for Waverly. Top of the key, three on the way for Morgan Votes is no good, and she gets knocked down the process. Transition offense, unguarded. Jalen Weekly will travel as she had a wide open break on the basket. Coach Bill Neinsted, not happy. Not sure if he was unpleased with his player or the official.
I think he saw something. I think he was saying maybe Jalen might have been tripped. I didn't see it.
Nonetheless, Serenity Lockwood will drive inside right wing and kiss it off the glass for two. That's her first point since the first quarter, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Neinsted, and he does not look pleased.
Well, it's kind of like how we saw the beginning of the ball game start, fast transition back and forth. Obviously, it slowed down quite a bit once we got in the second quarter, but that's one thing that Coach Nine said is like, we're playing right into their game, speeding it up, and he's just saying just kind of slow down. Don't – obviously, they're pushing full court pressure. That's allowing Roman to kind of get some space in the open court because she does have the speed.
Well, and that was one thing I was going to point out is that full court pressure, while it seems to be working for Madison, Waverly, they're not blind. They can see that they got players down the stretch, and if you got everybody back in that back court trying to take the ball away, they're leaving the lanes wide open. Really, the only enemy for Waverly right now is themselves because they keep either turning the ball over or mishandling the pass.
Absolutely. That's something that Madison's done a very good job in the back court.
Yeah.
But it's just trying to get back into the front court defense.
Yep. It's that transition there. Kaylin Luthy has it off the inbound, goes top of the key to Miser. Miser flings it down under the right block to Jalen Weekly, who mishandles it. It's taken away by Morgan Vogt. She'll streak down the other way. Goes right side to Lockwood. Lockwood spin move. Loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. Who was it last touched by? They're going to say Miser. So it'll stay with Waverly. Boy, I don't envy these officials. They've had to make some tough calls here tonight because there's been some close plays. 6:02 remaining in the third quarter. 20-16 the lead for Madison as Lockwood inbounds it into the front court to Romig. Romig turns and tries to throw it back to Lockwood, who was not expecting that pass. It goes right past her face and into the hands of Bryson Turner, who is awaiting his matchup with the Waverly Bulldogs. He and his teammates here later this evening. Back in the front court for Madison, Ava Fultz goes right corner to Miser, unguarded. She'll skip it into the lane to Jalen Weekly. Now up top to Fultz. Fires the three. It goes off the side iron. Rebound goes to Kaylin Luthi in the lane. She'll back out of the arc and work it back right side to Sarah Miser. Up to Fultz. Back to Miser, right wing. She'll take her hand to the three and sink it. Sarah Miser has 6 points in the ball game, all coming here in this third quarter. Oh, and wait a minute. Whoa. There was some confusion. So Ty Piper called a timeout, but half the court didn't see it, and the play continued, and Yolen Luthi got ran over.
December for everybody.
Yep.
A December to remember.
RIP, ECW. 5:24 remaining here in this third quarter as we finally get the stoppage in play. It's a 30-second timeout for Waverly. We'll keep it right here as Madison leads it 23-16. And I was going to say that it seemed like Waverly was finally outscoring Madison for the first time in this ball game, but now Madison back in front, 6-5 here in this third quarter. Off that three ball by Sarah Miser, who was cold in the first half entirely, now with 6 points on the night, all here in this third quarter, both from beyond the arc.
Yeah, this is our largest lead of the evening so far.
7-point lead here for Madison. Waverly will have it. Full court pressure now being applied by the Lady Bulldogs of Madison as Josie Roman gets it in the backcourt. She's being guarded very closely by Yolen Luthi, trying to go around her, loses the ball, gets it back, and loses it again in the front court. Sarah Miser will pick it up and get tripped up, but no foul will be called as the ball will once again go into the waiting hands of a Madison boys player. And it'll be a turnover to Madison. Just, again, a little too much of a giddy-up in the step of the Waverly Lady Bulldogs. Kaylin Luthi has it in the front court for Madison. Now to Ava Fultz. Skip left side to Sarah Miser. In the lane, Jalen Weekly goes back to Miser. Top of the right wing, three is off the mark. But Yolen Luthi right there to collect the board. Goes to Miser left wing. Skip back to Ava Fultz. It's intercepted by Morgan Votes. Votes hustling down the other way. Fires the five-foot jumper from the right block. It's no good. Ava Fultz will come up with the rebound and be fouled to boot. 4:47 remaining in this third quarter. And the foul is going to go against Morgan Votes. That will be her third, team's first of the second half. Kaylin Luthi brings it up across half court for Madison. Left side, she goes to Fultz. Now left corner to Miser. Skip back up top to Kaylin Luthi. She thought about the three, not going to take the chance. Back to Miser, left corner. Nice pump fake. 18-foot jumper from the right side goes in for Kaylin Luthi, and Luthi now has 4 points on the night. It's 25-16, a 9-point lead for Madison. Starting to get some separation here. Addison Miller tries to drive inside the lane. She won't go. Kicks it up top to Josie Romig, who's going to be tapped on the wrist by Yolen Luthi. So that'll be Yolen's first. Team's first in the second half. Now in for the Madison Lady Bulldogs will be the senior Rachel Trower. And back in comes Kate Wagner for Waverly. Trower guarding Wagner. Rachel Trower, the 5'5 senior, giving up some height there to Wagner, who I would put at about 5'10, best guess. And we'll get another foul call here.
Yeah, she's right. She's right at even with Jalen Weekly.
Yeah. Inbound intended for Wagner gets tipped away. Down the other way we go. Jalen Weekly goes for the layup and gets fouled on the wrist. So Jalen Weekly going to the line after she was fouled by Addison Miller. That'll be Miller's first, team's second, I should say. Jalen Weekly at the line. She was shut out in the second quarter, and it continues here in the third as she misses the first of two. Going to try and get into a double-digit lead here for the first time in this ball game. Puts up the second attempt. It's good. The lead now 10. And off the inbound attempt, Yolen Luthi will poke it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Waverly as Zoe McNabb will inbound from in front of the Madison cheering section. Gets it to Romig in the front court, who gets bumped by Sarah Miser. That's going to be Meiser's second of the ball game, team's third of this second half. Oh, correction, that'll be Meiser's third as well. I missed a check mark. Shame. 4:03 remaining in the third quarter. 26-16 the lead for Madison as Serenity Lockwood gets into the front court for Waverly. She goes over to the left side to Addison Miller. Miller trying to get around the defense here. Rachel Trower giving her no room to operate. Has to kick it back up top to Lockwood. Lockwood has it poked away at half court. Picked up by Romig at the Madison Bulldog crest. Nice feed by Romig. Can't hit the bunny, though, can Wagner. Lockwood thankfully gets the rebound for Waverly. Left corner, firing the three is Miller, and it's good. Addison Miller, her second three ball of the game. She has eight on the night now. Pulls her team back within single digits, 26-19. Great feed down low to Jalen Weekly. She finishes off the left side. Give the assist to Kaylin Luthy. And it's back to a nine-point lead. 28-19, Madison over Waverly. Miller misses on the five-foot jumper from the right block. Rebound goes to Yolen Luthy. Trower loses it at half court. It's picked up by Romig. She gets it into the hands of Kate Wagner, and Wagner takes three extra steps before she dribbles. Turnover here to Madison off the turnover by Madison. 3 minutes exactly to go here in this third quarter as we'll get a quick timeout. Nope, it'll be a full timeout by Madison. We'll take a 30-second break ourselves. Or actually, no, we'll take a full break. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by McIlvain Law Office, serving the area for over 38 years. If you need legal assistance in regards to estate planning, business planning, probate, contracts, farm or government-related issues, Karen is here for you with offices in Madison and Eureka. By Harrison Body Shop Madison, for restoration insurance claims, painting and glass installation. Free estimates, Harrison Body Shop. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Madison Alumni, proud supporters of all Madison student-athletes. Go Dogs! And Brady Chris Engler of Superior Real Estate in Linden. She's an experienced agent who's ready to help you whether you're buying or selling a home or land. Contact her at BradyChrisEnglerRealEstate.com.
3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Madison leads at 28-19 over Waverly, and Madison has the ball out of the timeout by Coach Bill Neinstedt. Yolen Luthy has it right corner, skips it up top to Kaylin Luthy. Now left corner to Ava Foltz. Throws it to Rachel Trower. Trower's got some hops, able to grab that pass from about 3 feet above her. Misses the 10-foot jumper. Rebound will go to Addison Miller. Miller with some slick moves, getting into the front court. Now gives the Serenity Lockwood. Now up top, Josie Romig fires a three. It's on point, but just too strong. Rebound ripped away by Ava Foltz, now being double-teamed by Romig and Zoe McNabb. She gets free and gets it into the front court for Madison. Trower with it now, top of the left wing. Right side to Foltz. 2:08 remaining in this third quarter. Trower back to Foltz, right wing. She'll drive in, right block, fires the shot, hits side iron, gets her own rebound. Put back is no good. Put back by Jalen Weekly. Finally hits the target. And now Jalen Weekly into double figures with 11 points. 1:45 remaining in the third quarter. Dribbling along the baseline was Allie Stuckey. She goes to Serenity Lockwood, who fires a three from the top of the right wing. Just a bit short. Rebound goes to Yolen Luthy. Now to Kaylin Luthy into the front court to Trower, who bounces it off the arms of three Waverly players before it's intercepted by Allie Stuckey. Stuckey drops it in the backcourt. It's picked up by Addison Miller, and Miller will lead the charge for Waverly down the other way with a minute 20 remaining in the third. Josie Roeming has it, tries the reverse layup, gets it to fall, but travels in the process, and that was the, you know, the Waverly fans not happy with that, but that was definitely the right call. She took about three steps to get around Yolen Luthy. One of the Waverly faithful yelling, that was good. It was a good shot. Unfortunately, she did take a few extra steps. On the opposite end, Kaylin Luthy fires a three. It's no good. Yolen gets the rebound. It's worked up top to Rachel Trower. Now right block to Jalen Weekly. Back up top to Kaylin Luthy with under a minute to go in the third. Misses on the three ball. Rebound goes to Josie Romig. 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Romig goes from coast to coast. Ooh, boy. Romig gets it poked away, and then she kind of loses her footing and runs straight into the shoulder of Jalen Weekly. Romig checking her nose there. That was a full-blown face plant right there. I'm glad she's okay. It's a lot of force. Nonetheless,
foul call?
There's no foul call. No, it was incidental contact on both ends. Fultz has it for Madison off the turnover by Waverly. Left side, Fultz again. Now 30 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Luthy works it up top to Kaylin Luthy. Kaylin thinking about it. Now she goes right side into the hands of Ashlock, who's back in for Madison. 15 seconds remaining in the third. Ashlock has it right wing, top of the key. Kaylin Luthy to Ava Fultz left side. Back to Kaylin. Now to Ashlock right wing. 9 seconds remaining in the third. Ball gets tipped away by Romig. It's won back by Fultz with 2 seconds. She's going to fire a desperation shot and will be fouled. So what looked like just a desperate heave turns into a chance for a three-point play as she was fouled beyond the arc. So still could pick up three here. Can Ava Fultz as she goes to the line? That foul will be committed by Addison Miller, her second, team's third. Fultz at the line. Puts up the shot. It's good for one. That is Fultz's first point of the ball game. 2/10 of a second remaining in the third quarter. Madison now up 31-19. Fultz short on the second one. As into the Madison lineup, we see once again Sadie Albert. And she will be joined by Elizabeth Freund. Fultz puts up the third and final shot. It's good. So 2 for 3 from the line, and that will do it for three quarters. 32-19 is the score in favor of Madison over Waverly as we head to the fourth and final quarter of action. We'll be right back here on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE-FM, Emporia.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
32-19, the lead for Madison over Waverly as we start the fourth and final quarter of action here in our girls' half of the evening. And thus far, Madison has just done a great job of speeding up Waverly as the Lady Bulldogs in black are doing all they can here. They've had some great opportunities, just again, a few mishandles here and there. Josie Romig now has it for Waverly in the front court. She goes right side, feeds it to Morgan Votes, who falls on the three-point attempt but does not get a call. Might have just been a loss of balance. I'm not really sure. I didn't really see the contact there. Kaylin Luthy now has it into the front court for Madison. Left side to Sarah Meiser. Now right side to Fultz. Right corner, Kaylin circles around to the top. She'll give to Fultz now. in the left corner. In the lane, Yolen Luthi sinks the 5-foot jumper from just in front of the foul line and makes it 34-19. Josie Romig, layup in the lane is no good. Gets her own rebound, now fighting for it as we get a tie-up and a foul on Madison. So Romig, man, give her a lot of credit. She has been taking some punishment tonight. The foul is going to go against Kaylin Luthi. That'll be her second of the ball game, team's fourth of the second half. Left corner now, Waverly with possession. Work to the left, block to Romig. Now kicked out to Morgan Vose, who fires a three. Hits the side iron. The rebound comes loose. It goes through the legs of Ava Fultz on the baseline, and now we're going to get contact from Serenity Lockwood. And Lockwood is going to pick up her second of the evening, team's fourth.
A lot of aggressive basketball here.
Very much.
A lot of contact. Officials letting them go at it.
Yep. Kaylin Luthi into the front court for Madison. Goes to Ava Fultz, right wing. Now to Yolen Luthi in the lane. Jalen Weekly streaks under the basket, left side, lays it in for two. Great backdoor play there by Jalen Weekly. As she now has 13 on the night, it's 36-19. Madison as, well, going down the opposite way, Josie Romig was looking for an open teammate in the lane, and Yolen Luthi got her hands on it, but it didn't stay there. It goes flying out of bounds, so it'll stay with Waverly as out of the lineup comes Anna Matthews for the Waverly Lady Bulldogs. Josie Romig has her inbound stolen away. Yolen Luthi on the breakaway. Layup, right side, good for the 5'11 senior, Yolen Luthi.
Madison's starting to flex their muscles, really going to make this game look a lot further away than it actually was.
19-point lead now for the Lady Bulldogs and Madison, 38-19. As we get a foul on the opposite end, Josie Romig will go to the line to shoot two. And Yolen Luthi will pick up her second foul of the ball game, team's fifth of the second half. Thus far, Romig with only 2 points on the night coming in the first quarter. Puts up the first of two. It's good.
First free throw attempt of the bowl game for Waverly. Not something you want to see if you're Ty Piper.
No.
Here in 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But Romig came into the bowl game as leading scorer with 11 points per ball game.
Well, she misses on the second, so one of two on that trip. 38-20, so lead cut now to 18. It was as low as one at one point, before Madison really turned on the afterburners. Left side, Sarah Meiser for Madison. Three on the way, too strong. Rebound is ripped down by Waverly into the hands of Serenity Lockwood. Spin move in the backcourt, trying to shake off Yolen Luthi. Sarah Meiser tries to intercept the desperate pass into the front court, and Romig will take a tumble head over heels, trying to reel it back in, but it goes out of bounds off her hands. So another turnover to Madison. 5:53 remaining in the ball game. Meiser to Luthi, right block. Tried to feed Weekly on the left block. It's taken away by Romig. Romig now hustling down the other way. She goes around Sarah Meiser, and they're going to call Meiser for the block as she had contact with Romig. That is going to be Meiser's fourth foul of the ball game, team sixth. Coming into the lineup now for Madison will be the sophomore Candace Ashlock. So out there for Madison, it's Ashlock, Fultz, Yolen, and Kaylin Luthi, and Jalen Weekly. For Waverly, Addison Miller, who fires the three. That's no good. Rebound is poked out of bounds by Ashlock. As I was saying, for Waverly, it's Addison Miller along with Josie Romig, Zoe McNabb, Serenity Lockwood, and Morgan Votes. And we get another foul on Madison. That's going to go against Kaylin Luthi. That's her third. Team seventh, as Madison still leads at 38-20 with 5.5 remaining in the ballgame. So not impossible to claw your way back into this, but you've got to really put on the speed here as we are shooting a 1-1. McNabb puts up the front end, and it's good. Sinks it, nothing but net for her first point of the ball game. Zoe McNabb now cutting into the lead. It's a 17-point differential, 5:29 remaining.
Yeah, Tegan, I was getting ready to say, you know, Madison's a good team. You know, we mentioned, you know, what's going to make them a good to a great team. Closing out ball games will be that deciding factor. The next 5 minutes key to this ball game.
Zoe McNabb, perfect from the line. 2 for 2, makes it 38-22. Madison still leads, 5:20 remaining. Fultz, left block. Bounce pass goes to Jalen Weekly, and it's stolen away by Morgan Votes, who gets tripped up. Well, actually, they're going to say the contact came after Yolen Luthi poked it out of bounds. So no foul called, but it still stays with Waverly.
That's one thing. You don't want Waverly shooting free throws, trying to make a comeback here.
What a desperate shot by Morgan Vo. She throws it over the top of the Madison defense, but it falls. 38-24, lead to 14 now for Madison as Kaylin Luthi goes from end to end and doesn't get the layup, but she picks up the foul. 4:55 remaining in this ball game, and the foul will go against Josie Romig. That's her third, team's fifth. Madison, shooting two will be Kaylin Luthi. My apologies.
Madison 4 out of 11 from the line here in the ball game.
Kaylin Luthi has not scored since the third quarter. She will keep that streak alive here. She misses on the first of two. Sarah Meiser now with her four fouls checks back into the ball game, taking a seat as Candace Ashlock, the sophomore. Luthi looking to pick up at least 1 point here. Puts up the second. It's a high-arching shot that hits nothing but net. And the lead now to 15, 39-24. It's been as high as 19 as Lockwood tried to find Votes on the far baseline, and she stepped out of bounds trying to field that one, so... Madison with it again. In the backcourt now. Kaylin Luthi off the inbounds from Ava Fultz. Luthi trying to shake off Addison Miller. Worked into the front court. Fultz, right side jumper from 5 feet is no good. Now worked up to Yolen Luthi off the rebound by Jalen Weekly. And Weekly gets the pass from Kaylin Luthi under the basket. Mishandles it, gets it back, and fires it up top to Sarah Meiser, who finishes the three. Meiser with 9 points now, all from beyond the arc, and we get a full timeout taken by Coach Bill Nineset. Still wants to talk things over with 4:21 remaining. We'll take a quick break ourselves. 42-24 the lead now for Madison. We'll be right back after this on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding, for siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
4:18 remaining in the ball game. Waverly with possession now as they trail it 42-24 to Madison. Down low with it. Going up for the shot is Zoe McNabb. It doesn't fall. Gets her own rebound. Putback is no good. Jalen Weekly grabs the board for Madison. And Kaylin Luthi now will lead it across half court. She'll lose it at half court, actually. It's picked up by Addison Miller. Miller now with speed down the other way. Has it taken out of her hands by Sarah Meiser, who steps out of bounds, couldn't pull on the brakes. And, boy, that was risky by Meiser with four fouls. She comes up from behind and nabs that ball away. Inbound from Josie Romig goes up top to Miller. Miller now to the top of the key, trying to get around Yolen Luthi. Goes to Romig, left side, and she will mishandle the pass. It goes out of bounds as she collides with Al Brown. Al, you good? Okay.
Been one of those nights for Waverly. Uh-huh. At 26 turnovers now as they trail by 18.
3:45 remaining in the ballgame. Yolen Luthi has it under the basket. And she'll be fouled as taking a swipe at it was Morgan Vogts. So that will be Vogts' fourth of the ball game, and her team's sixth. 3:38 remaining. Kaylin Luthi will inbound it from the baseline off the left side of the basket. Yolen Luthi at the foul line. Goes to Jalen Weekly, right block, turns, shoots, no good. Rebound goes to Serenity Lockwood. She ties up with Weekly. Jump ball, alternate possession. The possession arrow will stay with Madison. 3:33 remaining. And Coach Ty Piper having a conversation with the official. He wanted an over-the-back call, and he won't get it. Kaylin Luthi, baseline, inbound. Up top to Sarah Meiser, almost taken away by McNabb. Meiser dribbles inside. 5-foot jumper is off the mark. Josie Roman collects the board, now going the opposite direction. Comes around, fires up the layup, won't get it, but a lot of collision between her. I believe that was Jalen Weekly. Nope, that's going to be Ava Foltz. Nonetheless, Romig will be going to the line for two as Foltz picks up her first foul of the ball game. That's the eighth team foul for Madison. Two shots coming for Romig. Misses on the first. Thus far, Josie Romig just 1 of 3 from the line tonight. Yeah, I think that's going to be a talking point. Puts up the second. That one falls away. And luckily for Waverly, they'll keep possession as Yolen Luthi soared in for the rebound but couldn't get her hands on it. Only got a fingertip, but it was enough for the out-of-bounds. Lockwood, baseline inbound, goes up top to Romig. Turns and shoots from the foul line. No good. Rebound put back by McNabb is no good. And we get a jump ball between Lockwood and Foltz. It'll stay with Waverly as Romig will inbound it baseline off the left side of the basket. Again, Waverly going from right to left as we see the action here tonight. Addison Miller overshoots the three off the inbound. Rebound goes to Jalen Weekly. She'll hand off to Kaylin Luthi. Almost loses it at half court. Maintains possession. Now trying to back down Addison Miller. 3 minutes remaining in the ball game. Down low, left block. Sarah Meiser loses the ball. Kicks it. Regains possession, kicks it up top to Kaylin Luthi. She fires a three and misses. And we're going to get a foul called on Madison. That will go against Jalen Weekly. That's her third, team's ninth. So back down the other way we go for the 1-1. Romig will do the honors. Didn't have the best outing on her last trip. She was 0-2. Needs to make the front end here. Puts up the first. It's short. Now just 1 of 5 from the line tonight. And we get a timeout taken by Coach Bill Neinsted. That will be a full timeout. We're going to step aside as well. 2:45 remaining in this ballgame. 42-24 the lead for the Madison Lady Bulldogs over the Waverly Lady Bulldogs. We're back after this on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball being brought to you by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. Area high school basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo.
2:45 remaining in the ball game. 42-24 is the lead for Madison, who look like they're going to improve to 5-0 on the season, as it's really been their game all game. Kaylin Luthi with it in the front court for the Madison Lady Bulldogs. taking a swipe at it was Addison Miller. She misses. Now goes to Sarah Miser right side, and the pass was a little off the mark. Miser tried to save it but stepped out of bounds. Turnover to Waverly with 2:36 remaining. Romig brings it up across half court for Waverly. Now right side to Serenity Lockwood. Lockwood just has it completely picked away by Kaylin Luthy. Just walked in and picked her pocket. Ava Foltz, top of the key now with it for Madison on the opposite end. To Sarah Miser, top of the left wing. 2:10 remaining in this ballgame. Luthy, right block. Hands it off to Jalen Weekly. She can't get anything going. Turns it back right wing to Yolin. Yolin dribbles inside and hits the side of the backboard. Jalen gets the rebound and tries to put it up. That's no good. Rebound will go to Serenity Lockwood, and we're going the Waverly way. 1:50 remaining. Romig works it left corner to Addison Miller, who fires a three. It's no good. Meanwhile, Morgan Votes takes a fall top of the key and looks to be a little shaken up. A missed shot by Romig will lead to a rebound for Foltz into the hands of Kaylin Luthy. Now to Foltz back in the front court. 1:26 remaining. Foltz, nice little pass around the swipe of Serenity Lockwood. Goes to Yolin Luthy, who turns it over to Zoe McNabb. But it's lost in the backcourt and taken by Kaylin Luthy. And picking up the foul will be Morgan Votes. That's her fifth. She'll be taking a seat the remaining minute 14 of this ballgame. That'll be the seventh team foul for Waverly. So we go to shoot 1-1 here for Kaylin Luthy.
Does not get any easier this week for the Waverly Bulldogs.
No.
They match up with Burlingame later on this week, a team they already lost earlier in the season too.
Luthy misses on the front end. Jalen Weekly tries a desperation put back on the left block. It's no good. Romig picks it up for Waverly. Left side, Addison Miller. Left block, Romig. Right side, Serenity Lockwood. Top of the right wing, three, just a little long. Rebound goes to Yolin Luthy as we are now under a minute to go. And the Madison Lady Bulldogs are going to improve to 5-0 as Waverly will fall to 1-4 on the season. Foltz has the top of the key with the remaining 45 seconds. To Yolin Luthy, right corner. Up top to Kaylin Luthy. Left side, Foltz. Foltz has her pass taken away by Anna Matthews. And we're going to get a foul on Madison. That's going to go against Ava Foltz, just her second, but that is the team's 10th. So two shots awarded. Chance to maybe finish here on a high note for Anna Matthews, who is scoreless in this ballgame. Puts up the shot. It's a high-arching shot and off the mark. No good. Matthews puts up the second. That one is no good either, and we're going to get a, are they calling a violation?
Yeah, it was a lane violation. She crossed over the line when she was shooting.
Madison regains possession with 30 seconds remaining. Kaylin Luthy takes it from Yolin Luthy. Now back to Yolin across half court. Matching up with Lockwood. She'll dribble in the lane, kick it out left side to Sarah Miser. Or apologies, Ava Foltz. Up top to Kaylin Luthy with 15 seconds. Back to Yolin at the top. Foul line now, turns and passes it back to Kaylin at the top of the key. 10 seconds. Sarah Miser has it now, backing up towards half court, and looks like she'll just hold it as time expires. That'll do it. Your final score, Madison 42, Waverly 24. We'll take a quick break, come back, get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, get final stats, and get set for our boys' half of the action here tonight from Madison. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. By the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the courts and in the classroom. and by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. MT Networks, for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider, offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling of Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Seamers Construction, excavation, footings, water and sewer line installation and repair. They do it all with 3 decades of experience. Seamers Construction, a proud supporter of all area sports and athletes. And Cheever Well Service of Madison for rod and tubing service and clean out fully insured.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by McIlvain Law Office, serving the area for over 38 years. If you need legal assistance in regards to estate planning, business planning, probate, contracts, farm or government related issues, Karen is here for you with offices in Madison and Eureka. By Harrison Body Shop Madison, for restoration, insurance claims, painting and glass installation. Free estimates, Harrison Body Shop. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Madison alumni, proud supporters of all Madison student-athletes, Go Dogs, and Brady Chris Engler of Superior Real Estate in Linden. She's an experienced agent who's ready to help you whether you're buying or selling a home or land. Contact her at BradyChrisEnglerRealEstate.com. It's time now for the Rich Dort Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Dort Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Your final score, 42-24.